AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Arizona, President Biden announced a national monument designation for the Greater Grand Canyon. The president says he's committed to protect and conserve 30% of the nation's waters by 2030.
9 million acres in Alaska in Bristol Bay and the Tongass Forest. 225,000 acres in Minnesota, the Boundary Waters. We're working to protect 770,000 square miles in the Pacific Ocean, southwest of Hawaii, a new maritime sanctuary.
Opponents of establishing a monument have argued it won't help combat a lingering drought and could prevent thinning of forest and stop hunters from keeping wildlife populations in check. Thousands of city employees in Los Angeles are off the job today for a 24-hour strike, alleging unfair labor practices. David Green is a city worker.
They've negotiated in bad faith, meaning that they've brought folks to the table that weren't able to even have the authority to settle certain agreements.
Los Angeles International Airport officials urge travelers to allow for extra time to travel to and from LAX during the strike. The White House held its first ever cybersecurity summit on ransomware attacks plaguing U.S. schools. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is at the summit.
Do not underestimate the ruthlessness of those who wish to do us harm. They have proven their willingness to steal and release such private student information as psychiatric hospitalizations, home struggles, and suicide attempts. Do not wait until a crisis comes to start preparing for one.
At least 48 districts have been hit by ransomware attacks this year, already three more than all of last year, according to the cybersecurity firm Emsisoft. The Supreme Court is reinstating for now a regulation aimed at reining in the proliferation of firearms without serial numbers, ghost guns. This is AP News. An indigenous Brazilian leader has inspired an Amazon city to grant personhood to an endangered river.
In late June, the Amazon city of Guajará-Mirim approved a law that designates the Comimemen River as a living entity and subject to rights. The author of the initiative is the indigenous leader and councilman Francisco Orowarum from the Wari tribe. The law represents the latest effort to draw attention to a wave of invasions that intensified under the rule of far-right President Jair Bolsonaro, a historic opponent of indigenous Brazilian land rights. Despite the end of his presidency, the invasions still persist. I'm Charles Teledesma.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration opened an investigation into reports some older Ram 1500 pickup trucks can lose power steering assistance with little or no warning. Three crashes have been reported, no injuries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.